Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But where were we? On the schedule. I love the schedule for two reasons. One, the team that we love is the IT team. Everybody wants a piece. National TV left and right. You're playing on holidays. You're playing standalone games more often than you aren't. That's amazing. But here's the second part. The second thing that I think needs to be acknowledged as far as, you know, why I love the schedule. What's my favorite thing in the world to do? Watch NFL football.
Yes, it is.
I want red zone. I want the ability to flip around. I pay a lot of money for NFL Sunday ticket. It's the best when the Commanders aren't playing at one. I like a Sunday night or a Monday night or a Thursday night because I get my football day. I get the chips, the dip, the Coke Classic. I'm sitting there in a recliner in the basement from 9:30 in the morning for the London game until 11 p.m. when it's all over with all day Sunday. We're going to get more of those days than ever before. I cannot wait.
The schedule is for you, I would say. I mean, my favorite thing is the 1 p.m. start.
Isn't that mostly because they couldn't handle playing in prime time without embarrassing themselves? And no, those days might be behind us.
It's just the rhythm I like. It's the if there's badness, which, you know, again, we have a lot of that over the decades, recent goodness notwithstanding. But if there's badness, I've got more time to get over it. It's not the last thing that poisons my day. I've got other football. I've got fantasy. I've got DFS. I've got everything else under the sun. And I got the good football that I still kind of get when it's earlier on in the day. So the 1 o'clock is usually perfect. Whatever morning activities, kids, sports, run around, errands, put the feet up, that's the game. And then everything else is kind of cascading around that, right? Doing research, whether it's for the show or you know, thinking about angles and different stuff. Just that 1 o'clock rhythm is perfect for me. But I understand that I may be the minority there.
Late night Paulson, late night Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I want night games.
That's your favorite. You'd start them at midnight if you could.
Night owl, right? So I'm always going to be excited because I can't sleep after games anyway. If you play at 4 and I'm getting home at 9 and then I'm watching Sunday night football and it's over at 11:30, there's no chance I'm falling asleep before 1:30 anyway. Most of the time, late night after the end of the Sunday night game, I'm rewatching the Commanders game deep into the evening anyway. So we might as well just make a primetime weekly reservation. I'm good with that. But the opportunity, the amount of hours to watch non-Washington, D.C.-based football on Sunday afternoon, I think is our highest hour count we're ever going to have.
It's up there. Because, again, it's not just the primetime games, which Kansas City leads the world, I think, with 7 official on the calendar. Washington's among a couple teams that have 5. But it's not just that. It's the standalones.
Yes.
Right? It's your Saturday more or whatever. I don't know what they're calling the Sunday morning a primetime game because it's not in primetime.
No,
it's
primetime is a time of day.
Yeah.
It's 8 p.m. It's nighttime. Standalone is different, but the standalone is the whole point. The Thursday European kickoff in Madrid, Spain. The Saturday, if it's not at night, it won't be primetime. It could be a 4 o'clock game. But if they're playing
but
on Saturday,
the only game on.
There's no other game on.
Right.
During the Christmas game, that's the case. So, yes, you've got to be good or else it's going to be embarrassing, a la the Jets a couple years ago where Rodgers gets hurt. It's a terrible team. Everybody watches them 7-8 times standalone and makes jokes about it every single time they do because they're dreadful. Nobody wants that. But assuming they're good and they win the majority of these games, that's amazing. And also, think about all the time on your butt, on your couch on Sunday without stress, without anxiety, just flipping around. You may not have even had to get red zone the last few years because there's just not enough Sundays where you're at home and the team's not on. This is a get your red zone season. This is a, you might even want to think about NFL Sunday ticket season.
It is red zone season. Smell what you're cooking there. Yeah, I mean, the case is made. I, you know, to me, I still get plenty of red zone action. I still get all the things I want, whether it's commercial breaks or 4 o'clock windows and the like. But again, the primetime standalone, whatever you want to call it, only Washington and other team on TV, that day has arrived. That's the big takeaway.
Yeah, and it's not going away anytime soon. Here's some quirks with the schedule. So that's a couple of things I really like about the schedule. Here's something I don't like about the schedule, and this is one of those data points analytically that every single year is kind of a hidden element of schedule breakdown. How often are you playing a team off of a bye? Because a winning percentage of a team spikes more so than any other metric when they've got more time to prepare than you do. Washington this year plays four teams coming off of a bye. That is a league high in the National Football League. Three of those games are at home, which is nice because you don't have to travel, right? It would be great to sit back as long as possible, rest up, get to the stadium, sleep in your own bed all week long. It's worse when you got to travel and do it. But the Bears in week six on Monday Night Football, you want to talk about extra rest, a bye the week before that, mm-hmm. and then the extra day for Monday night, getting ready for the Commanders. The Seahawks, Sunday Night Football, the entire day Sunday to sit around, a little more rest, several more hours, right? But Seattle in that week nine matchup coming off of a bye. Same thing on the Broncos, Sunday Night Football game, Denver in week 12. How about that? They're coming off of a bye and then have a nationally televised Sunday night game where they get all day long to sit around, and then the Giants on the road in week 15, the only time you're traveling, so it's not terrible. You're talking about the Meadowlands,
yeah,
right?
Hour flight up,
but
Jeff
still,
or whatever, yeah.
You want one of those. You want two of those, mm-hmm. ideally. No other team in the league has four matchups with somebody coming off of an extra week of rest. That's a brutal, brutal happenstance.
Yeah, that's a negative.
That's honestly a bad break.
I mean, you look at some of those things that the league tries to avoid doing, whether it's three straight road games or excessive travel or certain little, non-rule rules or general practices, I would say. Every once in a while, something happens that kind of forces their hand differently. But, either that's a bad break or one of those things they said, nothing we could do about it because that's just sort of where the chips fell. But it is kind of crazy that happened. I mean, nobody else has four. I don't wonder how many teams have three breaking it down when you look at it. But to lead the league in that category, that's not a good break.
The other thing that I always try to take note of is Thursday Night Football matchups. When you are playing a team on a short week, is that team home the previous week, or are they on the road and having to travel back? Because that's a bummer for them. Like, you're going there anyway, right? It's a Thursday Night Football on the road. So specific to Washington, Green Bay, here we go. Let's see how loud it is. Coming on through. Nothing. Bueller. There he goes. Thursday Night Football, Lambeau Field. Green Bay's home in week one.
Yeah.
So again,
that's a negative.
That's bad. Like, if they were on the road coming back, then it balances out a little bit.
But this one doesn't. Again, these are the sort of Warren Sharp kind of turn me on to some of these bits of angles.
It's like the rest things. And look, you got to play football. At some point, they kick off the football. The better team's going to win. This stuff matters or it doesn't. It's like the Caps and the Canes. We after game one, said, the layoff really hurt the Capitals. The Canes had the same layoff. Didn't seem to bother them very much. So we'll either make it something or we won't. But you still would rather not play teams with 2 weeks to prepare.
Sure, and that's the point, right? You still have to play the football game. Doesn't guarantee anybody anything, a win, a loss, or a completed pass, a tackle, or otherwise. But it's given a choice. I'd rather have it be the other way. I mean, if you're just asking me right now on paper here in May, would I rather the Packers not just be at home in consecutive weeks with one of them being a short week for Washington after playing the Giants in week one, division game, that they always seem to play play Washington much tougher than the quality of the team? Like, no matter what, it's an ugly one score, if Malik Nabers makes a catch, they win kind of game, right? Like it was early in the season last year. So you're coming off a divisional game, then you got to go on the road for a short week. That's a disadvantage. That doesn't guarantee anybody anything, good or bad. Simply saying that you stockpile enough of those things, if it doesn't break Washington's way, you could say it's an excuse. It could also be an explanation for something.
So you got my likes, standalone games, extra time to watch Red Zone, and use my Sunday ticket that I pay a lot of money for. You got my dislike, number of games off of a bye, your one Thursday game with a team that was home the week before anyway, so there's no benefit there. I would even throw in as a like that the soft landing spot to begin the season with the Giants in week one, not a pushover, no guaranteed wins in this league, but you should be able to get off to a 3-1 start.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Start if you're as good as we think you are. I think that's another positive. Give me your like and your dislike for this schedule.
I like the late bye. That's my favorite part about this schedule is the week 12 bye. I hate the idea, especially when you're finishing with nothing but divisional opponents down the stretch. Giants, Philly, Dallas, Philly. That's your final four games. I don't like the idea of having the bye in week 5 like Chicago does, for example. I love that you get a chance to get everybody back as healthy as you're going to be heading into the must-have, got to deal with it, NFC plus NFC East stretch to either win the division, get to the postseason, et cetera. That, to me, is essential. I love that week 12 bye. Too often you get saddled with that week 4, that week 5, week 6, and maybe it's works out for you at the time, but in general principle, if I was going to put it somewhere, I put it in weeks 10, 11, 12, and that's what we got. Thing I dislike real quick, two times they've got a heavy road slate interrupted by only one home game. From week 4 through week 8, one time at home, that's a Monday nighter against Chicago. 4 out of 5 times they're on the road there, whether they're going to do the Cincinnati, Arizona, stay over kind of bit, et cetera, I don't know. Then you've got that 3 out of 4 stretch, with the bye week sort of sandwiching it there. But it's Miami, Minnesota, and the Giants. I know the Giants isn't that arduous of a trip, but still, you're traveling a little bit extra. I love if, you're going to have one more road game than home this season. That's inevitable. That's just a bad luck of having a 17-game schedule, and this is that odd year. But I'd love more of those one-on, one-off instead of 3 out of 4 and 4 out of 5, two huge stretches in the middle of their season.
I got a tweet here from Kristen who speaks my language, clearly listens to the show a lot and knows my proclivities, because she asks, do you think the amount of primetime games that they got is a harbinger for what might come with Hard Knocks? Danny, could this be the year the Washington Commanders, forming their 53 on home box office or home box office max?
HBO Max.
You're looking for HBO Max.
That's what it is now.
Could this be the year? Dan Quinn releasing players. We're seeing it. Adam Peters wearing his sunglasses with his beard perfectly manicured on the sideline, mic'd up, Hard Knocks with the Washington Commanders.
I don't even dare to dream because they're so secretive. They don't even like the idea that people know what they had for breakfast.
It's not up to them. They can't say no.
Yeah, you're right.
The rules prohibit them from saying no.
They're going to say, they're going to ask to say, hey, can we say no? And then maybe someone else steps up and says yes.
They can do that. I don't get the sense there's a lot of teams volunteering anymore. Mm. If the league wants the Commanders, it's going to be the Commanders. And I think we know, based on what Kristen's saying as a harbinger here, the league wants the Commanders.
I seem to want them.
Might just happen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.